everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ghoul Girls. I'm your host, Britt.
And I am your co-host, Jessica.
How's everyone doing tonight? Just so you know, we are on our sixth episode. About four episodes ago, I said we would have our audio down by episode seven. So that's why we made this into a two-parter. So this is actually episode 6A, titled MK Ultra Conspiracies. And if anyone is like me, which is a conspiracy nut, you will know what I'm talking about. So, tonight's episode is going to be all about MK Ultra, the government, mind control, things that'll make you want to never go to any government official building like the DMV.
Or pay your taxes ever again.
Or pay your taxes. I can't believe you brought up that I haven't paid my taxes, Jesse. What's wrong with you?
You haven't paid your taxes?
Just kidding, everyone. If John from the FBI is listening to this, I totally did my taxes this year.
My FBI stepdad guy on the other side of your webcams being like, huh, another thing to write her down for.
I was about to be like, my stepdad, though, you might want to hop on that one.
Jeez.
Just kidding, yeah, just
throwing
kidding.
Throwing people under
the bus. Totally kidding, guys. Anyways, well, if anyone knows me, which some of you do, some of you don't, I am a conspiracy theory nut. I could be on the computer, on my phone, for hours upon hours, looking up different conspiracies, looking up different, like, it's what I do. It's what I do best. I wouldn't consider myself a professional, but, you know, I get pretty, gets pretty wild in my mind right now. So anyways, like I said, today's episode is going to be about MK Ultra. But before we get started, me and Jess want to just give a little thank you to everyone who's been really supportive of our podcast. Thank you to all our listeners. I know we got like a big burst overseas for some crazy reason. So we got a lot of people from the UK listening to. We got a lot of people from Australia now. So, you know, we're really, really excited. We still have that one person from Asia.
Ooh.
You know, shout out to you, man. Thank you for supporting the podcast. We've been getting a lot of good feedback. We really appreciate it. If you guys really want to help us out, it would be great if you guys could leave us a review on iTunes. Subscribe to us on Spotify. We actually just made ourselves available on CastBox, which is this cool podcast host website. It's really cool. You guys should check it out. We're also on Speaker, right, Jess?
Yes. We're all over the place now. We're going big time.
For any of you guys who use Samsung phones, we're actually on Google Play now.
Ooh. So, Mr. Worldwide over here. Look at you. Look
at you. Why is it a Mr., Jessica? Why is it a Mr.?
Pitbull, he's Mr. Worldwide.
Oh. Wow. I didn't
Brittany,
even know that.
Wow.
Look, I don't listen to Pitbull, man. I love the dogs, but I'm not familiar with the rapper. Is he a rapper, right?
I can't keep discussing this with you. Let's just move on. Let's just go.
Let's
go.
Wait. I just know that meme where he looks like the naked mole rat from Kim Possible.
Okay. You've said enough, and let's just keep going.
Yeah, but just wanted to give a big thank you to everyone. You guys are so great. You can follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handler is
Twitter handle.
Twatter. Jesus. Anyways, it's at Ghoul Girls here. I'm always on Twitter. Jessica's more of the popping up on Instagram kind of girl. if you guys want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch with that. We actually got a couple recommendations on there for different podcasts, and I think someone even tagged us in this really cool article about like satanic cults. It was really great. Had a good read. It was pretty cool. It was fun. Anyways, conspiracy theories, conspiracies, and the government. That's what today's episode is about. Are you ready, Jess?
I am so ready. Let's dive into this, because we've mentioned this all week. Like, we try not to discuss our topics beforehand with each other because we want like that genuine surprise to like share with you guys. But man, the stuff that I've heard, I'm ready for it.
But feel free to interject, because
get
it, that's what we do.
Inject, because MK Ultra inject. Get it? Okay. All right, just go.
Okay, not for the people who don't know what it is, Jess. Okay. Come on.
A little spoiler.
Don't know what it is. It's a teaser, guys. Teaser for the episode. Okay, so here we go. Episode 6A, MK Ultra Conspiracies. Okay, so first off, let me just say MK Ultra sounds like a badass name for any kind of mission or whatever this is, like any kind of project ever. So I'll give them props on the name. Pretty much, if you guys don't know what MK Ultra is, it's actually a project kind of, you know, just a bunch of CIA people getting together, you know, doing some crazy, totally illegal shit to the U.S. citizens and Canadian citizens. Don't forget about my Canadian brethren. Pretty much, it's like a codename that was given to a program where we experimented on human subjects. And it was pretty much designed and, like, made by the CIA. If you guys don't know what that is, that stands for Central Intelligence Agency. I was always mixing CIA with CSI. So, I'm sorry. I was like, CSI? And then I was like, no.
I'm being followed by CSI. Oh, I love that show. Miami or LA?
LA, obviously. Anyways, but pretty much 9 times out of 10, all this shit was illegal. Totally illegal. So let me get to what it was. So pretty much there were experiments on human subjects. And their whole gain from this, it was to, like, pretty much identify and develop drugs and procedures to be used in interrogations in order to weaken the individual and force confessions through, mind control. You got it right, guys. We were trying to control people's minds. And what better way to try and control people's minds through LSD, different chemicals, hypnosis, sensory deprivation, isolation, verbal and sexual abuse, and like a whole bunch of other forms of torture. Like, it's like crazy. Like, we did this to actual people.
Holy so pretty much crap.
Yes.
What do you mean pretty much? That was intense. We're only like a couple minutes in.
Yeah. So pretty much I say pretty much a lot. New drinking goal girls game. Every time you say pretty much, take a drink.
Or hear like. Or hear
or hear or like. Or spooky.
Or spooky.
We say spooky a lot. Like, spooky is our number one word. I mean, listen to one of our podcasts.
I gotta open a thesaurus or something.
God, man. Human. I know, right? Spooky. Everything's so spooky. Anyways. So, like, the official sanction of the project was in 1953. So this thing started in 1953. And it was from 1953 to 1973. So that's what? How many years is that, Jesse?
I'm really bad at math. I'm just letting you know right now.
1953 to 1973.
30 years, right?
Did you just say 30 years?
Wait, 1953...
To 1973!
Yeah, it's like 30 years.
It's like 20 years.
Oh, whatever. I'm 20 God. Years young. It's not required for me to do math. She's
20 years young, guys. Anyways, so pretty much the program engaged in very, very many illegal activities to U.S. and Canadian citizens. They actually had over 80 different institutions that included colleges, universities, hospitals, prisons, and my favorite place, pharmaceutical companies. If anyone knows me, my biggest enemy is the pharmaceutical companies. Big Pharm, man, Big Pharm. Anyways, so pretty much, like I said, they used all kinds of crazy methods to, like, manipulate. Pretty much they tried to manipulate and reconstruct people's mental states. They wanted to alter the brain functions, and they would use all those different type of drugs. LSD was one of their most popular ones. Different chemicals, hypnosis, like I said, all these crazy stuff. It was sensory deprivation, which I was reading about some of that super scary stuff. Isolating the subjects, like I said, verbal and sexual abuse. This was not even like exclusive. They would actually do it also to children. Children were also a big part of this form of torture. So before we get into that, like I said, there were over 80 different institutions, including, you know, colleges, universities, hospitals, prisons, pharmaceutical companies. They used these kind of as fronts. So pretty much they were these fronts for, like, doing all these really illegal, bad things to people. It was so terrible. Let me see where I left off on. Okay. MK Ultra was actually first brought up to, like, pretty much everyone about everything that happened. And it wasn't until 1975 until people were actually aware of what the government was doing to these people. And it's like, to this day, I think there's still some documents that are, like, classified.
That's so absolutely awful. Yeah, that can go on and it can be so serious like that, and still to this day, like, I didn't even know that much about it.
Yeah, like, it's
like, how is this not a bigger deal than it is now?
You would be surprised. There's some pretty upped up stuff. So pretty much, like I said, it was from 1953 to 1973, and it was just, I was tripping out when I was reading about it, because I'm like, you know, you are learned to kind of, like, trust your peeps, you know? You're supposed to learn to trust your peeps. How are you supposed to trust them when they're over here doping you up? So let me get into, like, some of the pretty, pretty gnarly bad things that happened. Wow.
I love pretty gnarly bad things. Those are my favorite types of things.
I know, right? Oh, my goodness. So pretty much what kind of fueled the government to do this kind of mind control thing, or whatever they wanted to call it, the, you know, behavioral, trying to get inside people's head thing, was pretty much the Cold War. The Cold War was what fueled to the fire. Pretty much what everyone really wanted was to kind of, like, do something about the paranoia that the U.S. government was feeling just because of Russia. You know what I mean? Y'all know what I mean. We did a lot of dumb, no bueno things. So the project was headed by Sidney Gottlieb. I can never pronounce that name. But it pretty much began on the order of the CIA director, Alan Welsh Dulles, on April 13th, 1953. And pretty much, like I said, it was, they wanted to make these mind-controlling drugs to use against, like, the Soviet. Which is, like, you know, the Soviet, the Chinese, North Korea. Which is kind of funny because it's kind of bad because, like, the government hated hippies. And hippies were, like, big-time LSD people. You know what I mean? They're big-time drugs. And, like, the whole time the U.S. government was, like, doping people up with, like, copious amounts of LSD. So you're kind of like, okay, well, it's okay for you to do it, but, like, you know, whatever. Of course, we'll just take your truth serum. Whatever. It's cool. Which,
damn, yeah, that's nuts.
It was so bad. But pretty much it had, like, different side projects too. It was like the MK Ultra, MK Surge. Like, it had just a bunch of little what do they call them? Like, side programs, I guess? One of them was MK Often, which was dealing with testing on and toxicology, massive and behavioral effects of drugs on animals, and that thus turned into humans afterwards. And then MK Chiquit, which was acquiring information on new drugs developed in Europe and the Orient. So those were, like, some side projects. The American experiments, which was, like, they spent an estimated $10 million or more, and roughly $87.5 million adjusted from inflation. So they spent so much money on this fucking project.
That, and $10 million back in the day was, like, a little bit more than it is now.
Yeah, you know? A lot more. So pretty much for LSD, the CIA wanted to know if they could make, like, these Russian spies kind of, like, be controlled to give up all their secrets and all that fun stuff. The crazy thing about the LSD one was that they first started doping up, like, people who would volunteer. So it started off with volunteers, of course, as every good thing starts off with, you know, people are first like, oh yeah, of course we'll fucking, you know, dope us up. And there were actually some pretty famous people that actually took place, that actually participated in it. Which I didn't notice. I didn't know this, but do you know the book, The One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah.
Okay, so the author, his name was Ken Kesley. He was actually involved in the experiments. He did LSD and other psychedelic drugs at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Menlo Park. It was near Stanford. And also Robert Hunter, which is an American lyricist, singer, songwriter, and ultimately a poet. And he's also associated with Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead. And they also took part in the lovely experiments. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, so the guy from the Grateful Dead was freaking also a part of the experiments. They were paid.
Oh, shit.
So they were paid. They were paid, so that's pretty cool.
They would just, someone would pay me to do drugs.
I know, right? So yeah, and then James Whitley Bulger, which was, he actually was tested on in prison in Atlanta. Yeah, so those are a couple of famous little people. Well, I wouldn't say they're little, but famous people that actually did it. So as the government continued, you know, they started testing it, but they were like, yo, we're testing on people who know they're going to be doped up. And all of a sudden, they had this little thing in their head, and it was like, huh, well, how can we test this on people who didn't know? How would it be on people, because the, you know, the spies aren't going to know that they're being tested on with LSD. So we need to test it on people who don't know that they're getting doped up. So along came Operation Midnight Climax, which sounds like a really, really dirty, like, sex tape or something like that. Like, that's just if you ask me. It sounds filthy. It sounds like something that you watch on Hustler late at night or the, like, HBO porn channel.
Jeez. Anyways. Well, so, they were kind of, like, pervy back then, too. Oh,
they were really pervy. Fucking CIA in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, dude. I tell you. Anyways, so Operation Midnight Climax came out. And pretty much what the CIA did, they set up freaking brothels with prostitutes in, like, safe houses in San Francisco. And they would lure men to these brothels with these prostitutes. And in a one-way mirror, the prostitutes would then douse the men with LSD. And they would just study them without their consent,
Would they still do them?
I'm not sure.
Okay, never mind. That's a different podcast. Keep going.
It's a different podcast. That's like the late night podcast. Anyways,
on our next episode.
Just kidding. Pretty much. Yeah, so they didn't even tell these guys, you know, they're over here looking for a good time, and all of a sudden they're doping them up with fucking LSD.
I don't know. If you're trying to get a prostitute, do you deserve to be tested on by the CIA?
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Anyways, listen. On to the next fucked up thing. So, when that wasn't enough, the CIA was like, yo. They started putting it in, like, fucking, they started doing it to their own colleagues.
That's messed up.
So, that is some messed up shit. So, what had happened was, there was a nice little, I think it was like an event. Where, like, these fucking people who work for the CIA, like scientists, doctors, and stuff like that, they dose their coffee in the morning with, like, a psychotic. They dosed it with, like, LSD, and they freaking got them all doped up. One of the people that was Dr. Frank Olson. Not to be confused with Frank Ocean, who is a really good musician. Just to clarify. So Frank Olson was an army scientist, and, you know, he was never had done LSD or anything like that. So what had happened with Frank Olson was he worked at as a bacteriologist for the CIA, and he worked at Camp Detrick in Maryland. So he was secretly dosed with LSD by his CIA supervisor. And you know what happened after that? He had massive depression, and he supposedly killed himself. So what had happened was he became like super psychotic, you know, he was crazy. This guy lost his shit. And what had happened was they ended up taking him this is how bad it was. So they ended up taking him to the freaking, like, I think it was an allergy specialist or something like that who worked for the CIA. It wasn't even a real hospital. They didn't even take him to a real hospital.
That's messed up.
Yeah. So from then on, he went into like a really deep depression. And, you know, like his two supervisors were like, yo, we're going to fucking take him on a fucking trip. And so they take him to this like really like swanky hotel. And they're supposedly staying in a room with him. And this guy somehow fell, or they believe he committed suicide, and jumped from the 13th story window of that hotel.
No way. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Jeez. You're telling me he jumped?
So that's what I'm saying. Supposedly he jumped. I say he was pushed, you know, given a little nudge. Because, like, I'm pretty sure he wanted to talk. You know, fucking dosed with LSD by his own superiors. And, like, you don't think this fellow's gonna... And he went crazy. You don't think this guy's gonna say something? Come on. You know they fucking pushed him out a goddamn window. Conveniently, the 13th window. Hotels don't have 13 stories, okay?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Conspiracy right there? I think so. They're like, how can we make this suspicious? 13th window. 13th window.
On what anyway. Not to do when you're trying to kill someone.
Yeah, what not to do when you're trying to not let people know that you killed someone. Throw them out the 13th window. Anyways. But yeah, it was really like his wife, she didn't even know he was like doped up with LSD until after the Freedom of Information Act was put out, and they got a hold of those documents.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so she didn't even know. She thought he was just committed suicide for shits and giggles. It was so sad. I was watching an interview that they had with her, and oh my god, it was so sad to know that, like, your husband goes to freaking work for the fucking CIA, like, government job, and he's fucking being doped up with LSD.
And to know that he didn't even die in his right mind.
Yeah, like, that has to be harsh on you, man.
Dude.
And that wasn't even, like, the worst. So, there's this other experiment where they, 7 volunteers from, like, Kentucky were given LSD for 77 straight days.
What?
Yeah, I don't even think I could do it once.
That's why Coachella is only a weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. That's true. I've never been to Coachella, but I heard it gets pretty crazy. So pretty much, anyways, back to like what I was talking about.
Oh my god, sorry.
What?
Maybe the CIA is doing testing at Coachella. Because honestly, kids are so down for drugs these days. And they would have been like, dude. Yeah, what's that sick stuff? Dude. It's like 21 Jump Street, but with the CIA. And they're doing drugs. And it's at Coachella.
Dude, that is fucking crazy. Oh, okay. Another one of the type of tests that they would do, it was called downers and uppers kind of thing. So this is how fucking crazy. So one experiment involved, like, they would combine. What is that noise?
I'm so sorry. Hold on. I have teenage boys living with me, and they play a lot of video games. So that screaming that sounded like someone was being murdered was someone losing in a game. I'm going to shut my door. Give me 1 second. It scared the shit out of me at first. I was like, oh, crap.
Guys, this is just part of podcasting. Sometimes little boys be yelling in the background. Bloody murder. It happens. It totally happens. Anyways. Okay. One of the experiments pretty much involved the use of... I know I'm going to say this wrong, but I'm going to try it anyways. Amphetamines? You know what that is, right?
Like methamphetamines, but it's amphetamines?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
No, you're good.
And barbitures for as an interrogation technique. So pretty much the subject would have a barbiturate IV inserted into one arm and the amphetamine arm one inserted into the other. And so what they would do is the barbiturate was like injected first, and so the person would appear to be sedated or like pretty much almost asleep. And then the amphetamines were injected and it would jolt them awake. And they would do this back and forth, and like it was their form of torture. The person would start bambling, incoherent, and it was possible to ask, if you time it right, you could ask them questions and get really useful answers from them.
Damn. So, like, yeah. Real world truth serum kind of shit.
Yeah, pretty much. But you're pretty much, like, putting someone almost asleep and then fucking injecting them with, like, fucking meth. And just fucking them up. Like, it takes me, like, 6 hours just to wake up. I can't imagine just being, like, jolted awake. It's fucking terrible.
Oh, my God.
Another thing was called a Sub-Project 54. Which is pretty much, it was like they would examine techniques that would cause brain concussions or like amnesia. And it was like, they would call it a tool in brainwash therapy. So they would use like weapons or sound waves to strike an individual without leaving any physical marks on them. So we're talking about like them fucking up the brain.
What?
Yeah. So, you want to hear something that's even crazy?
Oh my God, it's been crazy, but yes, give me something crazier.
So this is crazy. The project was initiated by the Office of Naval Research.
The Navy?
In 1955. Yeah, with secret funding from the CIA. The Navy, underground, fucking sonic waves, and their whole thing, what they wanted to do was to use like sound waves to kind of like, pretty much like damage a person's brain without leaving any marks on their body. But it was later, all the funding was later transferred to MK Ultra in 1956. The CIA actually denied involvement with it, but its documents that refer to inconsiderable data was being obtained. So they had like data about it, and it was supporting, this is what it quotes, supporting the reasonable calivation theory of brain concussion. So the documents, it described like blast range, laboratory, like potential weapon designs, stuff like that. And that was like fucking crazy. Like, just because there's a lot of like conspiracies that do involve like different kind of like sound waves and stuff. There's certain parts of the ocean where there's a certain frequency that's played that no one knows where it comes from. Supposedly, like usual, how all, you know, conspiracies start, that like the sound waves are so like, I guess, sensitive to like, there's no marine life in that specific area in the ocean because of those frequencies. So
I feel like I've heard something like this before.
Yeah.
There's like so much shit behind like frequencies and different things being detected, and I know, like, there's a lot of, like, legends and stuff, but also tons of conspiracies linked to it, so that's insane that it's also involved in this one.
Yes, and now we're gonna get into, like, the fucked up experiments, which is the Canadian experiments. These were really, really bad. Like, these were from 1957 to 1964, and they were carried out by a Scottish psychiatrist named Donald Cameron. And he was pretty much paid $69,000 to travel from New York to Canada to perform these experiments at a McGill University. So he pretty much worked with the concept as known as psychic driving, where a patient would be given, you know, paralytic drugs and then be exposed to like different types of sounds of like, repetition of a record statement. So yeah, that's what it was. It was end quote. It would be exposed to hundreds of thousands of repetitions of a recorded statement. So like he would pretty much like he explored like depatterning, which involved like electroshock, as I said before, sensory deprivation, same thing, large doses of LSD to kind of like break the subject's like mental state.
This is all aversion therapy, right?
Yeah, yeah. Which then, once they break the subject's personality, it could be theoretically replaced.
That's whack.
Okay, so this is the fucked up part. So these patients would go to this institution for like anxiety disorders, and they would literally leave the fucking hospital with the inability to speak, with amnesia. Like, they wouldn't know shit. They wouldn't know nothing. That freaked me the fuck out. Like, I was just like, can you imagine being like, yo, I get really bad anxiety from fucking cockroaches. Go to the doctor, see this therapist. Everyone's like, oh yeah, he's so great. I come back, I don't even know, like,
who I am anymore. He puts you in a box full of cockroaches. Aversion therapy. God. Unpleasant reinforcement response to the undesirable stimuli. Jesus.
Dose me up with LSD. Jesus Christ. It's fucking terrible. I'm like, why would you do this?
Think about it. Like, this stuff was only happening in the 50s and the 70s. 70s being like not too long ago, like homeless people on the street, the next, that you're like, this person's whack. That could have been someone in these tests.
So yeah, there were also the next one, hypnosis. There were 8 sub-projects of MK Ultra studying hypnosis. 2 of them involving drug use. Pretty much the goals were to hypothetically create, you know, induced anxieties. And then hypnotically increase the ability to learn and recall complex written matters. And these are all, like, what I'm saying right now is all taken from the documentation that they actually found from the CIA. So just, you know, studying hypnosis and polygraph examinations and studying relationships of personality to subsequentiability to hypnosis. So pretty much it's fucking crazy. One of the largest like studies that was done was criminal sexual psychopaths, which focused on prisoners who had denied the allegations against them. So pretty much like they denied that they did something, and they were just trying to pretty much hypnotize them, I guess, to admit whatever what it was that they did. They believed pretty much like the whole end of the program, the end goal was pretty much to like kind of discover like brainwash individuals to become like courier, what is it, like become spies without them knowing that they were spies.
Damn.
Yeah, so pretty much they wanted to know that they, like, they didn't want people to know that they were spies.
How do you, oh my god, like that's then the perfect spy, a spy that doesn't know that they're a spy. That,
dude, that is the perfect spy. So yeah, it's so, like, you think about it and you're just like, what the fuck is this? Like, these are fucking people. Like, it was so bad. It's, Anyway, so pretty much, like I said, a lot of these subjects were adults. Many of them were children, which, like, I actually, when I was studying it, or when I was researching it, I had watched, like, documentaries on the History Channel and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, these are very vanilla. Let me see what more, like, let me dig deeper. Because my motto is, when it comes to conspiracy theories, you always want to dig deeper. So what I found, which was, like, probably, like, the most horrific thing that I, like, cannot stress how horrific it was pretty much, like, the government was trying to brainwash children. Brainwashing children. They were unknowingly giving mind-altering drugs to minors, and then they were subjecting them to physical and sexual abuse. One of the things that they tried to do was Project Monarch, which was like dosing these kids up, trying to break their like personalities, and like they did a lot of behavioral conditioning to these children's, taught them how to be like seductive, and like the whole purpose of this experiment was to kind of like get these like children to engage in like these sexual acts in order to extract like information and like, you know, like fucking little spies.
That's sick.
It's so bad. The mind control, which was the Manchurian Candidate. I don't know if you guys have ever like seen that movie. It's really good. You guys should definitely check it out. It's really good. So, like, it was pretty much, like, them being, how do you say, like, having, like, a trigger word or a trigger sound that when they would hear that noise or that sound or that word, they would automatically, like, go into this psychosis of them being badass, I guess, super spies or some shit like that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, all for the fucking Cold War. The U.S. thinking that prisoners of war was being brainwashed by, like, Soviet and China in their prisons and stuff. And you're like, you know, this is just, like, it's pretty fucked up. Like, how are you gonna do these things? How? But yeah, so that was, like, one of the things that I found. I was just like, I couldn't, like, you think about it and you're just like, what the fuck was wrong with our government? And the fact that they took place at, like, universities, and, like, you're just like, what the, like, universities, we set up brothels to lure men and dose them up with fucking LSD. Like, what was wrong with our fucking government? Why would you do this to your people, you know? And, like, it pretty much, like, in the end, like, the whole aftermath of everything that had happened, you know, it being exposed and them actually shutting it down in, like, 1973, fucking the CIA director said that the program was, like, it was so, like, revolutionary, and, like, he was claiming that it was a cover story and the program had already been abandoned, and, like, he saying that no one ever, you know, there was no other information about it, and it wasn't, like, he plays, like, a big part in this conspiracy theory because of how all the records, pretty well, supposedly all the records were destroyed. So, after the Freedom of Information Act was passed, what had happened was fucking the CIA director started getting rid of, like, so many of these files so that people wouldn't find out what had actually happened, like, during this time. And, like, the crazy thing is, like, they said that they had deleted, like, or I'm assuming burned, I don't know what they did back in the 70s, smoked it up or something like that. They got rid of all these freaking files and stuff like that to avoid, you know, any kind of any more, like, lawsuits, because they were being slammed with lawsuits right and left. You know, people had died. I'm pretty sure people, like, a lot of people had died during this fucking experiment. You know, the guy fucking killed himself. A lot of people suffering from depression. You know, pretty much these people were being, like, mass poisoned with, like, LSD, heroin, being tortured, sexually abused and stuff. So they got rid of, like, as many files as they could. You know, once that act passed, then, like, crazy part was, you know, so the CIA thinking that they didn't have any fucking files, you know, they weren't going to get caught. So when that Freedom of Information Act was passed, they actually found over 20,000 documents that were saved from being, like, incinerated, and they were stored in a financial records building. And they were discovered following the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, in 1977. So, like, somehow 20,000 documents were saved. Like, people were like, oh, it's like a freaking miracle. I'm like, nah, someone fucking knew what was up. And they were like, yo.
Ooh,
We got some shit going on.
Are you saying it was an inside job?
It was a
Mulder.
An inside job.
A deep throat.
It was a deep throat, guys. And I will be your Mulder, and Jessica will be your Scully. I got you. I got you, guys. Well, I don't know. Are you more skeptical than me?
You're willing to believe a lot more than I am.
Yeah. Isn't that usually how it goes?
Yeah.
So, pretty much that's... there's so much more to it. Like, if you guys really... like, y'all gotta dig deeper than me. We only do about 50 minutes of this podcast.
This is the training wheels, guys. This is training wheels. Get fired up. Look into this. Educate yourself.
Don't volunteer as test subjects, because you're going to be dosed up with fucking LSD. Okay? I'm just saying. Unless you're into that. But, like, yeah, no one wants it from the government. You know, come on. They're a bunch of squares. Anyways, so pretty much, like I said, you guys check it out. Read up on it. There's a whole bunch of, like, crazy testimonies that you guys can listen to, and it's fucking insane what these people endured, what these people went through, and how, like, to know that they came back from being fucking, like, pretty much tortured and, like, by their own government, like, is
the people that people you're supposed to, like, trust, like, your country, your birthplace, like, your government literally fucked you over, you know, with, like, testing, human testing. It's insane and that, like, it even went on for 20 years.
All because of fucking the Cold War and, like, the whole anxiety America gets with fucking Russia. It's just so sad.
Brittany, I just thought of something.
What?
Okay, so you know how all of this is, like, operant conditioning and, like, reinforcements and, like, B.F. Skinner shit with, like, mind control?
Yeah.
Like, he's the guy that did, like, electroshock therapy and, like, made dogs do crazy stuff, like, drool at the sound of the bell.
Yes.
I'm a behavior therapist, and basically what I do is based off of B.F. Skinner's work. And just hit me right now, because when I work with kids, like, I have to use, like, reinforcement and stuff. So now I'm thinking, am I part of the problem? Am I part of the CIA problem?
Oh my god, Jessica.
Save it for another episode.
You're a fucking... Oh my gosh.
I've never given drugs to anybody.
What are you talking about? You gave me, like,
a dime
bag outside of the fucking liquor store. What are you talking
about? Stupid. People are gonna come knock on my door now.
Oh my god. You should have heard me earlier when I was talking about, like... Anyways.
Never mind.
Yeah, I had to... Yeah. I was over here having, like, coffee with my friend, and I was over here talking about conspiracy theories, going down the rabbit hole, and I'm like, I don't care if the government knows. I'm coming after them in my podcast. Like, and my friend's just looking at me like, yo, there's a camera right there. It's about to, like,
CCTVs.
Be like, yo. It's about to be like, yo, Brittany, what you think? You're going to come after the government? And I'm just like, bring it, man. CIA, man. I got you.
Watch. You're going to get another parking ticket. That's how it starts.
Oh, God. I haven't even paid my 6 other ones that I have.
I know. Jesus.
I know. It's the government. I'm so bad. It's the government, guys. Since I started this podcast, I've been getting tickets right and left. Just kidding. Anyways. Yeah. So that concludes our discussion of MK Ultra, the government mind control program. If you guys want to find out more, I definitely suggest that you guys look it up. It's really interesting. It's super crazy, all the stuff that they did and all the stuff that people say they did and they deny because, you know, they don't want to look like total douchebags. But yeah, I definitely think you guys should check it out. That concludes today's episode. Like I said before in the beginning of our podcast, be sure to leave us a review. Let us know if you guys find anything else interesting about MK Ultra. If you guys have any cool conspiracy theories to discuss, find us on Twitter. I love talking about conspiracy theories. I could talk about it for hours, but I'm not going to because I get a little bit too excited. Our part B is actually going to be done by Jessica.
Yes.
And I'm excited. Jessica, you want to give us a, like, teaser on what your topic is about so people
can be
prepared?
Yeah, I'll do a teaser on what my topic is.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Go for it.
Thank you so much for hanging in for this episode. I know it's a lot. MK Ultra, it goes deep, but like Brittany said, encourage you guys to learn stuff on your own. Tune in for our next episode, which is going to be part B. I'm going to be discussing some conspiracies that I have been totally consumed by, and they've just got me really heated, and I want to talk to you about them. So, little teaser for you guys. Next week episode, we're going to be talking about... drumroll, Brittany, please. Insert sound effect here. I'm going to be discussing a topic that I'm always discussing with my mom. Like, we go back and forth, which is going to be the lost cosmonauts coming from the Soviet Union. It's going to be great, guys. I have a lot of stuff for you. Also, a topic very near and dear to both Brittany and I's heart.
Yes.
Why the hell women's pants don't have pockets? And it's not some silly thing to say. This is a deep conspiracy that I didn't even know I was going to get into. But we got a lot of the stuff for you, so make sure to check out next week.
Yeah, guys, and stay tuned. And be sure, like I said, to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and our Facebook group for any updates. We do have a lot of topic discussions if you guys want to talk to us about it. We're always begging for attention, so bring it here. All right, guys, that concludes this episode. You guys have a good night. Bye.
Bye. See you next time.